This is take two of my audio podcast. This is the second time I've had to do it because evidently the first time I didn't know how to record on equipment that I've used before. How strange. Anyhow, so let me get back to the beginning. Now I have to recollect what I talked for. I think I yapped for like 10 minutes, so this should be significantly shorter because I've ironed out all the bad parts and now I only have nothing but good parts for you. So I'm trying out this new audio podcast because I've done video podcasts before and I never am satisfied with how I look. I either look too mousy or too weird or too creepy or too alien or too Asian, whatever. I just never look right. So I'm going to try this audio podcast for a while because I've been inspired by NPR, National Public Radio. And also I kind of miss the old days where I'm rambling on the college radio with Danson or Brandon, just doing my thing, talking in my sexy, sexy voice, and then people showing up and realizing that I wasn't as sexy as I looked. In fact, I looked more like a nerd. Ball. Anyway, so I'm just going to try this audio podcast thing. I may or may not stick with it. Just kind of depends on how people feel about it. By people, I mean the two people who read this blog. Maybe three. Maybe four. Yeah, about four people who consistently log on and find out about the exploits of my life. And then regret having logged on and read about my life. So I'm going to try this out, and instead of hooking up to my computer, I'm doing it kind of the way I hook up weddings, whereby I hook up a mic to a groom, not me, and have it run to an MP3 player. So that's why I didn't know if I was... That's why I went on for 10 minutes on my first recording, and then suddenly realized that, oh wait, the audio in jack doesn't go to the headphone jack, it goes to the line in jack, so... I'm a smarter man now. I get smarter every day. Although there are some days where I don't remember anything at all. So that's with the new format. We'll see how it goes. Let me know if you like it. Don't let me know if you don't. So, speaking of NPR, I've been fascinated with NPR lately. I've been downloading their podcasts and enjoying the many stories, the variety, the plethora of stories coming through my iPod when I'm at work for 10 hours a day. Instead of music, which can get repetitious and I don't have a big library. I have something in the ballpark of 18 gigs of music, which seriously only 4 or 5 gigs which I listen to. And so that gets a little bit old, and techno can only drive you so fast. So I kind of put that on the back burner for a while, and work was a little slow, so these stories were much appreciated. And I would suggest that you go check it out at npr.org, or go to iTunes and check out the different NPR podcasts. I've signed on to quite a few of them. This American Life is excellent. They did a program on testosterone, and they had four different kinds of stories to go with it, and they're vastly interesting. They also have another show called In Character, where they interviewed Cookie Monster. That was cool. And they talked about Darth Vader, and they talked about all these different characters, fictional characters. So that's vastly entertaining. They have a technology podcast as well. And I think the thing I like about NPR is that it covers stories that mainstream glosses over. Because it has... The stories they cover don't necessarily have to do with... Well, see, the things that you see in popular media, they usually... is celebrity driven or money driven or blood driven. If it bleeds, it leads. And the stories on NPR aren't necessarily centered around commerce or capitalism. They're, you know, some of it obviously is, because we do live in America, but a lot of it has to do with spirituality and personal enrichment and making you feel more like a normal human being. It really does. Even though some of the stories are weird, and even they have Science Friday, right? They have a science podcast, and it's once a week, and it's very interesting. It's not, I mean, if you were listening to podcasts and doing something kind of low maintenance that requires very little voltage from your brain, it's perfect. So, and I've been listening to a lot of different things, a lot of different things. There's a show called Wait, Don't Tell Me, and it's one of the best radio shows, I think. It's tremendously funny. It's a quiz show, it's a news quiz show, and they have jokes that you could pretty much put on television on late night. But it's definitely better if you were more in tune with the news. But if you're not, you just learn with it. It's just a lot of fun. I definitely recommend checking out the podcast from NPR. So, let me talk about the Seattle Freeze. I don't know if I blogged about it, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. So, I kind of read up by accident. It was a Friday, and the freeze was on Saturday, and I found out about it completely accidentally. But I wanted to go, and so I went. Overpaid in parking. I thought it would give me change, but no, it managed to rip me off by $10. I still have the receipt, but I still don't know whether to call them or not, because one of the things is, how do you really fight with a vending machine? How do you talk to a ticket dispenser and say, "Hey, give me my money back, you thieving bitch"? You can't. You just kind of have to accept it. There's a phone number, but I doubt anyone monitors it. And if anyone monitors it, they probably point at the phone and laugh when they hear the message. So I still don't know if I'm going to call them. I probably will try just to say that, well, I tried, and they just ignored me and pointed at the phone and laughed at me. But I'm going to try anyway. But I went down there, and I went early because I was afraid of missing it. I'm infamous for being late. But I went down there, and I started. And I had to pass by 4th Avenue before I went to 2nd, where the meeting took place. And when I passed by 4th Avenue, I stopped by Westlake Mall, and I sort of was like casing the joint, as they say in the movies. I was looking at where I was going to shoot the crowd, a high vantage point. I was going to shoot the crowd from this high vantage point. I was going to go here and I was going to do this cool tracking shot like they do in a Paul Thomas Anderson movie. This is a really long tracking shot of faces. I'm going to move around them. It's going to be dynamic and cool. Well, that worked for the video, as you can tell, and it worked okay. But the problem was, I didn't know where a lot of people were, and I got a few people who weren't even in on it, and I don't have a wide shot, and that's not entirely my fault because security didn't want me to shoot from where I was a high vantage point. And they had batons, so I'm not going to argue with them. I have a $2,000 camera. I'm not going to fight them with it. I don't want it confiscated. I can shout out civil rights or whatever, my rights as a citizen, but after all, it is their property, so I'm kind of on thin ice right there. But yeah, the freeze went pretty well. I didn't really necessarily make friends. I think partially because I showed up, didn't say a word, and started videotaping them, so I could be anyone. It could be a weird person, for all they know. But afterwards, they connected online. We all like, "Oh, great job, Nikki," and I felt good about it. So I enjoyed doing that. I don't know if I'd do it again. Probably will, but probably not in the near future. I should probably talk slower. I'm neurotic. I talk like Woody Allen. Asian Woody Allen. Yeah. And on to the next thing. Today I got a new game called Patapon. I've been going around saying Patapon out loud to people who just look at me. Like, what? Okay, patapon. And then I don't know, I'm not sure, for instance, if I'm saying it correctly. Well, because I'm saying it incorrectly, that they're looking at me that way. But luckily, for the most part, they knew what I was talking about. And I got the game. I don't know how to describe it. It's a rhythm-based game, but it's a lot of fun. It's catchy. The music is addictive. That's a huge part of why I got the game, is because the music is addictive. Basically, they have a beat that's continuous, and you punch in a sequence like, was it circle? Oh boy, circle, circle, square, circle. So the drum is constant, go boom, 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 and you just punch in the keys with it. And it makes a little army of patapons or whatever the hell they're supposed to be. They march forward. So a sequence makes them march forward, another sequence makes them attack, another sequence puts them on the defense. And I'm sure there's more. Those are the three that I know of right now because I haven't gotten very far. So it's very rhythm-based. But it kind of forces you to make decisions on the fly because the beat's ongoing. You can't stop. If you stop, you lose your momentum and the attacks aren't as strong. Your response isn't as strong. But it's really addictive. I'll have to tack on some music on this podcast just to let you hear how addictive it is. But that's a lot of fun. So I got that game today. $20. I don't feel too bad. Although, man, I was at the store and I saw Call of Duty Modern Warfare for $40, which is like $20 off the original price, and I was tempted. But I got a lot of games I can't play in front of the kids anyway, so that'd probably be one of them. So that'll have to wait. I'll be a good boy. I haven't had any overtime this week, so for the last 3 weeks, really, and my paycheck's suffering a little bit. Oh boy, what else? I wrote this all down, topics to talk about, and then I erased it because I thought, oh, podcast successful. And then after I erased it, guess what? The podcast didn't work because I plugged it in the headphone jack. So let me just talk about the kids and sign off. They'll be pretty good, I think. Hopefully less than 10 minutes. 10 minutes is way too long anyhow. So, about the kids. The boy's been hard. He's been argumentative. So, yeah, it's a challenge. He's been arguing. I think, I don't know, maybe I see it more. Maybe I'm a pessimist. I don't know. But I saw it, and he argues with us. My wife said this, and it was kind of funny, but she asked the teacher, how was he doing in school? Because we were going to try to get him ready for kindergarten in September, and we would have to take a test to determine if he's ready for kindergarten in September. So we were asking around, she was asking around the teacher, is he ready? And she said, well, he's pretty good, except when somebody takes his toy, he doesn't say anything like, excuse me, that's my toy. Instead, what he does is leer at the kid, just kind of stand there and stare at the kid like a crazed maniac, or like daddy. So he just quietly suffers, but with angry eyes. So he's trying to stare a hole in the back of that kid's head or something. I don't know. But so that's the only thing. He has clock tower tendencies or something. I don't know. But yeah, he's a pretty good boy, but sometimes, man, he just gets in these arguments with you. And, you know, we don't try to argue with him. I mean, there's no point in a parent bickering with an 4-year-old, but he likes to be in a position of power or negotiation. He thinks he's entitled to argue with us. Of course he loses a lot. Oh no, he loses all the time. He doesn't get his way. But it's such a struggle in some days because he'll just fight you in every little single thing. You want to go left, he'll want to go right. It's as simple as that. You say, okay, let's go do this. I'm saying, but I want to do this. It's just insane. So he's been a little tough. Zoe's been a little bit easy. Too easy. She's trying to please people, trying to socialize, trying to get the friendly on. So she's been easy. And I felt a little bit guilty for, you know, we're not trying to compare them. They're obviously two different individuals and two different kids. And he has a lot of testosterone or something, but it's such a contrast, really. So that's about that. But overall, we're all kind of doing okay. Thinking about getting a tandem bike. Maybe not a tandem bike, but a tandem attachment for him so that he can ride behind, because we got a baby booster deal and he's getting too big for it. He barely fits in it. Now it just looks like there's a dwarf growing in the back of my head or something. Doesn't look right anymore. So anyway, we'll see how this podcast goes. I'm gonna try to record something, some audio for the Patapon game, so I can have some cool scoring, so you could get down with it. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, bye. There's the button.